Today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf Hei. Megillah Chaf Hei, we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah, discussing various halachas related to Birchas Kohanim, as was mentioned in the last Mishnah, in terms of Kohen with a Mum, or Kohen with colored hands. And now we have related in terms of halachas of being a chazan. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, eini over lefnei ateva bitzivuin. I'm not going to daven bitzivuin. I do not allow myself to daven with tzivuin, with colored clothing. Af bilavanim lo yavar, I cannot even daven with white, because we're choshesh that he is, as we will see, Shema Minus Nizrakaba, because this is something that the heretics believe in. Besandal eino over, af yachav lo yavar. I'm not going to daven with sandal, a type of shoe, af yachav lo yavar, even barefoot. Because, the Mishnah says, these are behaviors that people who do not believe follow. Ha'osa tefillah so agula. If somebody makes their tefillah, what is their tefillah? It means their tefillin. Somebody makes their tefillah is the singular tefillin. If somebody makes their tefillah agula, round, sakana, the ein ba mitzvah. It is a danger. The ein ba mitzvah, and there is no mitzvah. What does sakana here mean? That's a discussion in Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says sakana means physical sakana, as the Gemara will seem to say. If somebody has a rounded tefillin, then it could be when he bumps into a wall, some bumps into something without recognizing it, so the tefillin, chas v'shalom, could go into his head. And therefore it's a sakana. A square wouldn't enter in. There's no edge. There's no even rounded edge. And therefore, there is less of a sakana. That is Rashi. If you look at Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different pshat. No, sakana here means b'sha'as ha-sakana. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, b'sha'as ha-sakana yachol histachin bahem, v'lo tugin alav ha-mitzvah, v'lo ya'ase lo neis. Round is that you're not doing the mitzvah. If you're not doing the mitzvah, then you're not going to have the special divine protection that tefillin usually give. Kimo, Elisha Balkanafayim, because the Gemara in Shabbos, Memtes, Shabbos, Kuflamin, same Gemara quoted, Elisha Balkanafayim, when Elisha runs away wearing the tefillin, and then he is captured, and he puts the tefillin behind his back, and then he shows the tefillin, and it turns into wings of a dove. That's how he got the name, Elisha Balkanafayim. So that nace took place because he was so makbid and careful about the mitzvah of tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam says, sakana here means if you don't take the mitzvah of tefillin seriously, and you do it in the wrong way, you make a rounded box, so it's not really a box that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, so there is no protection, ve'ein ba mitzvah, and there is no mitzvah that you have. Sakana ve'ein ba mitzvah. Almost every halacha that we have in Hilchos Tefillin is halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai, that it has to be square, that it has to be black, that it has to have the shins, one on each side, one with three legs, one with four legs. Right? Almost every halacha is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. We mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Nevenzal, who says, regarding at least Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai of black. Why dafka black? You know, let's wait for a minute to see the next line of the Mishnah, and then we'll mention that. Nasna mitzcho o al pas yado. If somebody puts the tefillin on their forehead, they take literally the pasuk ukshartam mosa yedecha v'hayos bein einecha, between your eyes. So they put it between their eyes, on their forehead, very close. O al pas yado, or they put it on the palm of their hand. That's al yadecha, literally. Harezu derech aminus. This is heretical. This is a type of min attitude. Ones that don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh for sure, right? Even maybe parts of the Torah Shebaal, but this is taking the Torah literally, and that is not what we are meant to do in terms of tefillin. Interesting, we'll see this in contrast to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is saying, you're not allowed to take this literally, right? If you put it on your Meitzach or Pasiado, it's minus. The next Mishnah we're going to have, in terms of a Machana Ba'arayos. If you don't take a Pasuk literally, so that's a problem. So we have the contrast, you have to know. Based on Chazal, what do we take literally, what do we not take literally? And if you're supposed to take it literally, then it's heresy not to take it literally, and vice versa. So here too, says the, but regarding Tefillin, one is not allowed, as we know, to take it literally. Tzipan is Zahav. If somebody makes golden tefillin, v'nesana al beis unkeli shalo, or they put it on their sleeve, on their beis unkeli shalo, harizederach achitzonim, that is inappropriate. Right? Not as strong language as harizederach aminus, but derach chitzonim, Rashi says, last skinny line, v'nei adam haholchim acharei daitam. People who follow their own das, chutz midas chachamim, meaning they don't follow the rabbis, they follow what they think is right. To be eaten l'chala os v'lo l'achirim los. Because you need, the halacha is that the tefillin shel rosh has to be revealed, but the tefillin shel yad has to be covered l'chala os The low, lachir low, has to be covered, meaning it cannot be on top of a sleeve. It has to be directly on one's arm. And if it's not, then it is a chatzitza problem, and it is derech chitzonim. Sometimes there's the problem of our thinking that we know more than the Rabbanon. Right? That was Korach's problem. Korach thought, as it was called by Rav Soloveitchik, the common sense rebellion. Right? That he thought that he knows better. Right? It makes more sense to him, right, to have golden tefillin, right, to have a whole room full of Sefer Torah. Doesn't need a mezuzah. To have a baggage of kula tcheles. Right? All this makes more sense. That's derech chitzonim. Right? That's the same idea that's come up many times throughout history when we think that we know more than Chazal, more than Torah Shebaal Peh. It makes more sense to us, but ultimately that is not what we need to accept. We need to follow whatever Chazal tell us. That's Tzipan Zav and Asal Beis Onkeli. So getting back to Rav Nevenzal's thought, so what's wrong with golden tefillin? Isn't it beautiful? Why does it have to be black? Well, the black is the most boring color, you might say. That's what tefillin are, but it has to be black. So Rav Nevenzal explains that black is the only color that absorbs everything. All other colors reflect out light. That's how we see the color of red or green or blue or yellow. They absorb the light of the source of the light, and then they reflect it out, and we see the color of whatever we see. Black, though, absorbs the color and doesn't send anything back out. That's why if we scribble a lot of different colors so that it turns black, because all the colors are in there, black doesn't reflect anything out. Black symbolizes the ultimate makabel, the ultimate acceptor. That's what tefillin is. The symbol of the ultimate makabel of avoda, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what black is. When we put on tefillin, we know we're being meshabed, our guf, our moach, and our lave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is described in the tefillah right before putting on tefillin, and therefore black is the message, is the symbol of what we want to inculcate within ourselves. So continues the Gemara now, after all of those halachas of the Mishnah. My taima, so what's the reason that one is not allowed to let this person be the chazen with tzvuin, and with, even if he just says, I don't want tzvuin, or I don't want sandal, chayshidash or aminus dizrukabo, right, maybe there's a minus, right, because Rashi quotes, the minim ovdei avodah zara makpidin makach, they're makpid not to daven in these types of clothing, and therefore, we are choshesh that he is a min by being makbid for this. Ha'osa tefila so agula sakana vein ba mitzvah lema tanina lahadatad rabbanan. Let's say the following is proven based on this tefillin merubos halacha moshe b'sinai. Square tefillin have to be cubed tefillin have to be halacha moshe are based on halacha moshe b'sinai. V'yamar rava b'tafran uba alach sonan. Also, how the threads that go by that they are threaded with, and the diagonal has to be a perfect cube. Perfect cube, perfect square. So, isn't that a raya? Right? The fact that our Mishnah says that if you make your tefillin round, it's a problem. So that's a raya to the Brisa. So that says that it has to be square. So, Amar Rav Papa, Masisa Davida Kiyam Guza. There's no for sure raya that our Mishnah is a support. It connects to this other Brisa. Because it could be that if we just had the one source, that we might have said that it's only a problem if it's rounded on both sides. Rounded on the inside, the part that's close to the skin. Because that's where the sakana is, that's where it might enter into the head chas v'shalom. But let's say it's flat on one side, and rounded on the other side, on up top, maybe that would be okay? Because there's no issue of sakana. Especially according to Rashi's pshat. Right? Because it's flat on the bottom. Kamash balan, no, it cannot even be that. Cannot even be that, right? The Mishnah is Avida ki amguza, Rashi explains like a nut, agulos ke'egos, right? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. But if it's rounded, an oval, like an egg, or like a lentil, Rashi says, maybe it's okay. Shapur dami, because that's only rounded on one side. Kamash malan, that is also a problem as well. Okay, says the next Mishnah, part of this Mishnah at least appears in Maseches Brachos, as does the Gemara that we're going to have today. Chafei ben Aleph, a number of parts of this Gemara appears in Maseches Brachos, where a similar Mishnah appears in Daf Lama Gimel Lama Dalet. Ha'omer Yivarchu Chatovim, if someone says, Hashem, the good ones, Yivarchu Chatovim, the Tovim should bless you. So, Harezu Derech Habidus, that is also Minus, that is inappropriate, that is some lack of belief, Rashi says that Eino kolo rishayim b'shivcho shel makom. He does not include rishayim in the shevach. Oh, only tovim are going to bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not rishayim. He leaves them out, and that is not allowed, because we always include everyone. As Rashi quotes, we learn in the first parak in Krisus, mechelbana, sharechara, the chelbana, the foul-smelling spice that was put into the ktores, umana akazav etzamamani haktores, shematzvichan akazav, bahartza asan, liyosan baguda achas, we require them also, all Jews to be together. Baguda achas. V'yasukula baguda achas. Therefore, if somebody says v'ruchucha tovim, you are denying that element, that basic tenet of our faith, that we put the chelbana inside the ktores, and therefore you are considered a min. Tosfa says, Yivarchuch atovim, pirish, shemotzi es aposhim in aklal, first shot is like Rashi says, inami, mishum demechzi kishde rishuyos, klomar elo kim, or Elohim, tovim, or a different, maybe more serious issue, it seems like you're davening to two different gods, mechzi kishde rishuyos, right? Or maybe you're calling Hashem, or the God, tovim. Yivarchucha tovim. Tovim is the object, not just the subject. And maybe there's a tovim God, and there's a non-tovim God. So mechzi kishde rishuyos, either way, this is derech minas. Just because it's this week, or last week's parsha, related to the first pshat of Tosfos, which is the pshat of Rashi, in terms of the chelbana inside the ktoros. There is a meshech chachma on Shabbos Chazon, where the meshech chachma describes and discusses the pasuk in the Haftorah, in the first parak in Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu says, Lo tosibu hevi minchashav, ktoros toeva hili. Don't bring me, Hashem says through Yeshayahu, your false mincha, your abominable ktoros. Lo uchal aved vatzara, I can't handle it. I can't have it. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why dafka are these two karbanos, these two avodos in the Beis HaMikdash mentioned? Hashem is not interested in any of our avoda. Any. Maybe we're stealing, maybe we're our actions do not reflect the messages that the karbanos are supposed to bring us. So why dafka does the Yeshayahu focus on mincha and ketores? Why dafka those two? So the Meshech Chachma says, ha inyan. If he starts with that word, you know it's going to be a major one. Ha inyan. The Batsar of the Razal, the Kazal tell us, he quotes the Gemara that Rashi quotes. Kol Titus, Shein Baba Yiposhe, Yisrael, Eina Titus. Any fast that does not include the negligent ones in Yisrael, it's not a complete Titus. Shari Chelbana, Shari Chara, Umana Akasadim, Samamani Ketores. Chelbana, which is foul smelling, but still it's put with a Ketores. Hare. What do you see from that idea? The davar ha-pachos ba'atzmi yuso. Something that is very lowly inherently, because zos kishuhu mis'arev ba'aguda klalis, and yet when it mixes in to a more general aguda, into a unit, hu mis'baseim, u mo'il lahotzi reach nichoch min ha-samon ha-machirim, it helps achieve and bring out the great, beautiful smell from the other samanim. Umatzanu sha'amra, and we find the Gemara Sanhedrin, Pizur l'Rishayim, na'elohem and na'elolam, when Rishayim are scattered. So that is good for them and for the world. How is it good for the world? For the Rishayim to be scattered. Because it's like this chelbana, if you spread it amongst the good, so then, again, not too much of them, because then they will be mashpia, but only in a case where they will be slight, and their effect will not be noticed except for the good. Hareshu aguda mosif chizak loose risha. V'chematzad ha-sha'amru kol be'atzar shechinta sharya. Right, and also in every 10 Jews, the shechidish is shora, and therefore, that's what it means, and that's the message of putting all Jews together. Vahanera, then he continues and says, as I've explained regarding the Yoredeya topic of Tarti L'Reyasa, two aspects for the negative. If the two elements in Hilchas Yoredeya are pointing to the same problem, the same reason why this should be treif as hare treifas, that it's a problem. But if they're two different problems, so then kosher, then they could just line up next to each other, but they don't pile onto each other. Same thing says the Meshech Chachma here. Unbelievable. If Kol echad b'fnei atzmo yesh lei mida b'chusev. Everybody has a different negative trait. Zeh keli v'zeh ba'al lashon hara. This person is a miser. This person is ba'al lashon hara. Zeh ba'al kas. Right? We all have our problems. But k'sheim be'echad echad az yumtak merirusa b'yizbasim kol echad mechaveru. Zeh yomam yizeh lefazer hodo v'zeh lanuach mirogzo v'zeh al safam yateh. Right? If everybody, every Jew has something, nobody's perfect. So we all have things that we have to work on, but we all come together, we'll hopefully learn the good, and the other negative trait will be batel b'miut, and we'll be able to learn from our friends. Avalim kula maskimim al tchuna ra'achat, but if we all agree, we all have the same negative evil trait, halo oz techazkeno mos roseihem, umin kori ha'achbish yuka avosos agala, and it will end negatively. So all that is background, but now we know the idea, v'hinei, inyan ha'mikdash, inyan ha'diyoma, inyan ha'diyoma, inyan ha'mikdash, la'acheid klalius Yisrael ulevaveim ha'makom echad. What is the point of the Beis HaMikdash on this round of Dafyomi, which today's daf is the Tisha B'Av daf. La'echad klalius Yisrael ulevaveim ha'makom echad. The point of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring all Jews together. Kemosha Amru, as the Gemara says in Brachos, wherever we are, that's what we daven. We daven in Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. K'neged Beis Kotchei HaKadoshim, Nimsu Kol Yisrael Mechuvan Mechavnes Liban L'Makom Echad. That's the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Lochei Tamar Aisa Shaman HaGanises. That's why there was a miraculous event, the 10 miracles that took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Lahar Os Av Shekol Pratei Bifnei Atzmo In Aroilios Mushkach Pratei Abanaga Prates Bilti Tivis. Even though on an individual level we might not be Zocha to have miracles occur for us at every moment, because those hakesher hakloli me'am Yisrael, when we're together, roi hulios mushkach bashkach anisis. The fact that those miracles occur in the Beis HaMikdash constantly reflect that because we're zocha to those miracles on a national level. Shesham ein pagam shekula ma'alim reich lichoach. Zeb Yeraso, Zeb Avasul Yisrael, Zeb Masas Yado, Zeb Toraso. Everybody together, Klal Yisrael together, is a unit that brings Hashras Hashchina, that has perfection. And that, it quotes others, other Chazal as well. But now he says, that's why Mincha and Ketores, getting to his punchline. Why Dafka Hashem most upset about those? Because if the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to breed Achdus, and to bring everyone together, Yerushalayim Ki'ir Shechubra La'yachtav, and Bnei Yisrael take the two Karbanos that symbolize this as well, that symbolize the Achdus, and their behavior does not reflect that, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is so not interested in these Karbanos specifically. Ketores, we know, as he was just talking about it, Ketores symbolizes it because it has the Chelbana in it. But Mincha as well, a Karban Mincha explains the Meshech Chachma, cannot be brought b'shutfis. There is no Karban Mincha that is brought partners. Three people can't get together and bring a Karban Mincha. What can they do? One person can bring a Karban Mincha. A Yachid can bring a Mincha Sedava. Or, what other minchas are there? A tzibur. The entire tzibur as a whole, which is also basically one, right? The karbana omer and the shtei halechem, all of those are karbanis mincha, but they are not peshutfis. A tzibur is also a unit, is one. So that's also symbolic of the achdus. Tavisha tzibur hu bechlali yuso, kimo yachid shehu eshachad. V'kol achad mo'il l'chaviro, kimo shekol eiver mo'il l'chaviro v'chayosi bazeh. L'chei kiva shehefsidu mailos ha'achdus, since they've lost that maila. V'kol achad ratzal livlo l'chaviro, and everybody wants to swallow each other. V'hayu kitside stom v'amora, as we read in the Haftorah. Imkein kol echad nivdal b'fnei atzmo. Everyone is separated. If kein lo tosifu havi min chashav, don't bring it. It's false. V'chei ktores shekol echad mispasa bechaver v'gam bechel but arich lichalach avakol shekol echad mefuzar b'fnei atzmo halok ktores to evahi kamo shehi b'prati yusa shechel but arich hara. Right, it is a problem, and therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, those are the two. Now again, this Meshech Chachma has to do with the Gemara that Rashi quotes right here in our Gemara. Okay, still on the top line. Al-Katsi Par Yagi Rechamecha, other halachas of a chazin, who does something, who behaves in a certain way, that we are choshesh, that there is a deeper problem here, besides this tiny little element, right? We assume that this is just a tip of the iceberg, this is just a siman of something deeper, and therefore we have to remove him from the amud. So Al-Katsi Par Yagi Rechamecha, on the Sipar, on Katzipar, right by the Shiluach HaKan, on those birds, Yagir HaChavecha, your Rachmanus should be reflected, right? This mitzvah of shiluach hakan, of sending away the mother bird before we take the chicks or the eggs, right? That's what this mitzvah is all about. It's about rachmanis. That's what a person says. Or the al tov yizachar shemecha, or on the good, your name shall be recognized, which sounds like on the bad, not. Modim, modim. Or if somebody says modim twice, we'll have to see how he says modim twice. Mishaskin oso, so we quiet that person down, right? Because we are choshes, right? We don't remove him, but mishaskin oso. It's a different lashon than was used before. Harizid derech aminus. We quiet him down. Why each one? Al kansi parts. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly is the problem with each of these. Rashi does say in Maseches Brachas, where this come up on Daf Lamed and Gimel, that this is only usher within the context of tefillah. And then the guy that somebody's just walking outside and makes a comment, we wouldn't be mishasek him, but for sure the first one, al kansi per girech amecha b'toras tefillah. If somebody says that, that's a problem. Okay, we'll have to see more in the Gemara when these come up. Hamachane ba'arayos, what we alluded to before, if somebody says that the parshios, the halachos, the psukim of arayos in the Torah are not meant to be taken literally, but figuratively, mishaskedo, so again, that is a distortion of the Torah, so we are mishasek that person. Ha'omer, next, another example. Umizaracha lo sitin lahaber lamolech. If somebody says that the pasuk in Achremos, which interestingly, you got to look in the Rishonim for this, it's stuck in the middle of Arayos. Very unusual. Then the psukim in Parshas Achremos, towards the end, you have all the Arayos, and in the middle, towards the end, before, right, in the context of Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema, you have Molech there, right in the middle. So some of the Rishonim discuss what's it doing there. There's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Most don't relate to it. But the Pasuk says, do not give from your children to Molech, lo site. But if somebody says that means, not what it means literally, from your children don't give to the Avodah Zarah Molech, which what it means literally, but it means lo site la abarta ba'armiyusa. It means don't impregnate an Aramean woman from your Zera. Don't be ma'avir, from the word ibor, don't pregnate in a Aramean woman. If you say that's what it means, b'shaskel osob nezifa, again, you quiet him down with a feeling of contempt, because this is not how the pasuk should be understood. Yeah, Pasha's, this pasuk is about molech, literally molech, the avodah zarah that they used to give their children to. Mizaracha lo sitin lahavir la molech. Right? We know that mizaracha, right, that word leads to a very crucial halacha that's discussed in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, and elsewhere. Mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. What do you mean from your children? It means from, but not all. If somebody gives all their children to a molech, so then he is not chayiv misa, only if he gives some of his children. Right. So the big shaila is, why is that? How is that only from and not all? So the Meshech Chachma in one place says, well, that's a chil Hashem of unbelievable proportions, and you can't even do tshuva for that. Right. Even misa is not going to help you. Right? That's what he says about a number of isurim. Right. That if you go so far, it's so bad. So bad. There's no even kapara for that. The Kesef Mishnah uses this also in the context of kasher zaman velo kasher asa and hilchas edus. The Meshech Rabbah says we can't always have a concept of odshin min hadin, right? Just have a kavachomer, right? The examples he gives, he quotes the smag in the mitzvah about molech, who relates it, right? The Kesef Mishnah quotes this on in hilchas edus, the Marsha quotes this spot on the Gemara there in Sanhedrin of Salma Gimel, that the just like kasher zama v'lo kasher asa, you might say if the edim tried to inflict a punishment, so surely if they succeeded, but we know the halach is not that. Kasher zama v'lo kasher asa. So it's the same idea. The spot connects it to mizaracha, or the Marsha connects it. He quotes this spot mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Right, if you give all of your children, it is not. What is not chayim misa again, because we don't make give odshin based on a kal v'chomer. So that's from mizaracha below kal zaracha. The other machlokas related to this, the Sefer Chinuch summarizes this machlokas. If you want to look it up, machlokas. What exactly is the iser? When people, we know, parents used to pass their children through fire. Did they kill them? Were the children killed by molech? So that is a machlokas Rishonim. This might make a difference if Moloch made a comeback and somebody did this. There's a machlokes. Rambam and Ramban says the Sefer Chinuch, summarizing in Mitzvah Reish Ches, Mitzvah 208. Shlo nitin ksas mi banenu lahaaviram lifnei avodah zarah. Shayu osim bnei adam bizman matan Torah. What they used to do bizman the Torah was given. Shahaya shmo Moloch. Shneamar mizarachalo sitin lahaver la Moloch. Klomar miksa zar echa. Give some of your children. V'kacha yo osim. This is what they used to do. Haav mosro la komarim l'shem shikutzam. Right, the father used to give it to the priests. Kedemach akasav karbanos ksherim unesanam el hakohen. Just like we give karbanos lahavda, we give animals to the kohen. They used to give their children to their priests. The efshar shakomarim osin bo tnufa o hagasha lefei hamolech. It's possible that these priests then did some type of waving or bringing close to the child to the molech. The acher kach machzirin oso la'av. Then the priest gives the child back to the father. Umavirin eish gedola lefei hamolech. They make a big fire. The father then takes him. The halacha is, it's to the father. The father gives him to the molech. Ma'aviro belavo esh. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. You only chayv if you give it to the kohen, they give it back to you. And then he quotes, V'das harav Rashi, zechron alav rachin zanejin, v'harambam min hilchas akum, shlo hayu sarfo eloha avodai, so la'aviro levad. The Isser wasn't killing him. The Isser was passing him through the fire. Just that. Umikivat sheha'aviro, kamosha yedarkam la'aviro, chayv. Right when they pass him through, that's already a chiyuv misa. Just passing him through. V'das haramban zal bepirusha latorah there in Achremos shayim aviro balav ad shenishmaso yotzeis urayosav befer shachumish shasa machlokas Rambam Ramban whether Moloch they killed the child actually or they passed the child through and that would be enough for the iser. But either way, our Mishnah says that if a person misinterprets and mistranslates this pasuk and says that it's not meant to be taken as we literally understand it, but it means don't impregnate the Arimian woman, which might be us or anyway, but it's not from this pasuk, so that we quiet him, Mishaskinoso. So, says the Gemara, Bishlama, modim, modim. I understand why modim is a problem. If somebody says modim twice to Mechzik Yishtei Rishuyos, it's just like you're saying modim, thank you very much, and thank you very much. What, you're talking to two different Rishuyos, two different gods, Chas V'Shalom? So that's a problem. V'al Tov Yizachar Shemecha Nami, that's also a problem if you say on the good Yizachar Shemecha, to Mashma Ala Tov In V'al HaRalo, which is Mashma, you only recognize that the good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what we perceive as evil does not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, but the Mishnah tells us that everything comes from Hashem. We have to have that. The Mishnah says at the end of Brachos. As we also know based on the Pasuk in Eicha. Right from, and some Rishonim say that's a rhetorical. Right from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haros Vatov don't come out. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Even though people have Bechira Chavshes, but everything in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruling the world. So, we understand why Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha is also a problem. The Turi Evan here discusses why the Gemara here only quotes the end of the Mishnah. The Chayav Adam Lavarech HaLara, it only quotes the second half of that Mishnah, and that's not the first part of the Mishnah. The Turi Evan makes the Ha'ara that the first part of the Mishnah is Kishem. Kishem Shemavarchin, Kach Mavarchin. You know, why is it that, it's not mentioned? Why we don't quote the first part? Ksas kushali demei reisha v'perak test debrachas havli lemifrach. Ditzan alag shamim alpsoros tovos omer barachat avametiv. Vashmuos rose omer barach tayna emes. Vitzan mevarach alaram meina tova. V'had the chayv adam levarach demaisi seifa dehi the seifa dehihi. V'yamina begemara sham. That's lekablinu besimcha. That's the extra element. But the fact of being mevarach on a kadosh barach to a kadosh barach even on the ra, that's learned up for the first part. So the Turi Evan is bothered by that. If you look in the tzlach and psachim. On Daf Nun, where this also comes up, Ala Olam Azeh, Al Basaras Tovos, Olam Abba, right, that also comes up there. So the Tzlach, the Nodav Yehuda there, quotes an idea from one of his rabbis. He says, Shamati Bialdusi mi Hamanoach Harav Achasid, Hamochiach Hagadol, Hamafursam, Rabbeinu Ephraim Reicher, Magid de Brod. He quotes the following. He says, we have to realize, not just, be makir, and this is again what many say, but he has the formulation. He makir that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefisha me'elyon lotesi aros, ve'ein davar ra ba me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'akolhu l'tova, v'yafilu ha'per'anios, sheba al ha'adam, eino ra'a avol tova l'zachi choso, u'la hachnia ha'yetzahara, u'la tar ha'neshama, sheyizke la'olam shekulo tov. Right? Everything, personally and nationally, we have to realize everything is from Hashem, and there is a divine plan which we don't understand. Ela shaha adam ba'olam hazeh eino maven adavar li'ishuro v'nidme be'enav ki'iluhu ra k'mar achole sh'osin lo tachboshes v'yish lo yisurin v'achole hashotet so'ek lo hasira tachboshes. Somebody puts a bandage on this certain type of refuah, and it hurts. And the chol is screaming. Aval hachacham sovel besimcha. But the chacham is sovel because he knows it's for his good. V'chenu yisurei harishayim heimatach boshet. Amna machar moso sheroe umeven atovo amiti. Ukimochen lasil lavo kishenizke lazim emeira nomar bahu bayomahu. Odcha kianafta bi. Right, we'll say that pasuk in Yeshaya. Odcha, we thank you, Hashem, ki anafta bi, because you were angry with me. Shenosin hoda l'sha'avar al shenis anef ba'akadosh baruch hu l'fisha leitivo bachriso. And that's what the mimer says there in terms of besoros ros and besoros tovos. So that's this line. That's why I quote this, because it is makes it parallel. Kishem chayav l'varach l'ra kishem shu b'varach l'tova. Even though the earlier part of the Mishnah said b'varach l'tova me'ein hara me'ra me'ein atova, which already said. You have to recognize everything is from Hashem. So we understand why modem is a problem, and why Yizachar Shemecha, Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha is a problem. El Al Kantzipor, Yagir Rechemecha My Taima. What's the problem with Al Kantzipor, Yagir Rechemecha My Taima? The Gemara quotes the two days that are also in Brachas. Pligi Bratriel, Baroi Bemai Rava, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita. Chad Amar Mipnei Shematil Kina B'Mai Sabracious. One says, because this is creating jealousy in My Sabracious. It doesn't mean that animals are going to overhear you and say that, oh, no, it's not fair. But you are attributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there are animals that are treated fairly, more fair than others. Matal kinna b'maisa b'reishis. Right, maybe you are also attributing the fact that maybe there's more hashgacha than Meiri's lashon. Right, there's more hashgacha to certain animals than to other animals. No, animals have equal hashgacha in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's one day. Matal kina b'maisa b'reishis. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch emphasizes a number of places in his commentary. Right, one place in Tazria when he talks about Tazria Mitzorah, when he talks about the mitzvah of Tzara'as, and the second place, right, one of the two most lengthy places. Number one, there in Tazria Mitzorah, and the other place right here by Shiluach HaKan, where he emphasizes the difference in hashgacha between hashgacha on people and hashgacha on animals. He says there's hashgacha on both, but of course, animals have hashgacha klalis, what he calls the species, and people have hashgacha pratis. Bisharshia mitzvah says the chinuch here in Taf Kuf Mem Hey 5:45. Laseis eli beinu shashgacha sokel baruchu al briosa b'min adam b'frat. Every person has hashgacha from Hashem. Kemosha kasuv ki einav al kol darkei ish v'gomer u'bishar mini balei chayim b'minim deraklal. And by other species, not human beings, this general hashgacha, klomar shechetzo baruchu b'kiyim hamin, al kein lo yichle la'olam, min mikol minei anivraim. There will never be a min that will come extinct. If we think something became extinct, it's only because we don't know the categories of the minim. Ki b'hashgachas hachai v'kayam lo'ad baruchu al adavar, yimasi bo akiyim. Ubahaniach adam daito alze. When a person thinks about this, yavin darkei Hashem v'yira ki amshachas kima minim ba'olam shalokala v'avad echad mekulam mibeitzik kidim akarnei re'emim miyom shenivru hakol b'ma'amarov v'chefso alze. A person should think about this. Hashem is watches over. Ukamochin yeda ha'adam ki asher yishmar mitzvos barov yashir kol drachav. When we act as good Jews and good over the Hashem, v'uneki kabayim avali vav. The more we act as over the Hashem, the more hashgacha will be subject to and worthy of. Right, we'll have mida keneged mida. We focus more on him. He will focus more on us. So that is all relating to the first day. The first day here of Matal Kidim by separations. We have to realize that all animals are equal. Lechad Amar number two, Mevnei Sheosa Midosar Shlakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim VeEinon Elegzeros. Or we're taking the mitzvahs of Hashem and saying they are purely about Rachmanus, about the message. Right? Many Rishonim say that we can learn messages of mitzvahs for sure, But to say that the entire mitzvah's message is about the tam that we believe, that we see, so that's what's inappropriate. When we say that the whole thing is about, oh, we understand the mitzvah now. Totally. We totally get it. No. We can understand parts of the mitzvah, certain elements of the mitzvah, but there's a lot of the mitzvah that we don't always understand. And we have to realize that we could use the reasons that help us do the mitzvah, but to recognize that is not the whole point of the mitzvah. That's what the Ramban also discusses at length in Parshas Ki Seitzei by Shiloh HaKan. He quotes the Rambam. And then he argues with the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim, who says that the reason for this mitzvah of Katzipah is because the animals have feelings too. That's what he seems to say. The custom of Mar Nevuchim, he quotes the Rambam. Kitam Shiloh HaKan is similar to the reason, the time of Oso Ve'es Beno. Kidei La Hashir Shlo Yishchor HaBen Ve'enei Ha'em. Ki Yesh LeBehemos Da'aga Gedola Bazeh. V'en Hefresh Bein Da'agas Ha'adam L'Da'agas HaBehemos Al B'neihem. Animals also have, we know that's true. We know that's true, that there's certain instincts that animals have to protect their young, and they get very angry. Certain animals especially, when you go near their young, they take on a totally different personality when they have young near them versus, you know, when they don't. Ki avas ha'em v'chananusa levnei bitno eino nimshach acharas seichel v'hadibur. Right, this connection, says the Rambam, is not based on intellect, which the animals don't have. Aval hu mipu'ulos kolach ha'machshava. Ha'musiyah b'behemos kashri mitsuyah v'adam. It's what we would call instinct. Im kein, ein ikar ha'isr b'osov es b'no rak b'no v'oso. Right, the ikar isr is that order. Aval ha'kol ha'chaka, but you include everything, right? Well, you make like a low plug. But the Rambam adds, obviously the deeper element is not just about their feelings, but it's that we don't become brazen. And then the Ramban goes at length discussing, as many others do, he says that last line is the key line. It's all about teaching us. It's about what actions we do, as the Sefer Chinuch always says, that's what this mitzvah is about, but it shouldn't be that we think that's what this whole mitzvah is about, just teaching Rachmanis, right? That's not what the whole thing is about. That's the line of the Gemara. We're making the midos of Hashem rachamim v'ein alegzeros, right? It has rachamim to it, but that's not the only purpose of what the mitzvah is. Rashi's lashon here, eino alegzeros melech lahatil aleinu ulo, right? To put upon us, mitzvahs are to put upon us a burden. A good burden, a great burden, but it's a burden. Lahodia sha'anachnu avadav v'shomrei mitzvosav. Right, we have to do the mitzvahs, period. Okay, try to appreciate them as much as possible, but not to think that we've understood everything once we have a certain understanding. Right, Rashi's here, Lasha is lahatil aleinu ulo. Maybe we could connect this to the other Rashi's. Other Rashi also that talks about the ol of mitzvos, that's back in Rosh Hashanah. If you remember Daf Chav Ches, Rashi describing the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos were not given for our benefit. Rashi says, lo nit lehenos nitnu li Yisrael lios kiyumam lahem hana'a. Right, so that for hana'a. Elo lo'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. The mitzvos are given to be an ol, to be the burden on our, literally, on our necks. That's like this Rashi says, lahatil aleinu ulo. That's what it's about. Okay, continues the Gemara. Hu d'nachas kamei d'rabba. Again, these stories also appear in Brachas. The person is the chazan in Rabbi Shul. Amar atah chasta al kan sipar atah chus v'rachim aleinu. Just like you had Rachmanis on the bird, have Rachmanis on us. Amar rabba kamei yad haimei rabbanu l'ritzuyin l'mare. Wow, what a great chazan. How he knows to appease his master. Amar le abaye avam ishaskin oso tzad. What do you mean? Abaye says, this is terrible. This is not a good thing. So, rabba, what are you giving him a compliment for? No, Rabba didn't mean it. He was just sharpening Abaya, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Sometimes a Rebbe could say something wrong in order to try to test his students, right? He could mislead students a little bit in order for them to catch him. That's the Chudia Abaya Hu Deba. The Achronim say, even when he said it, there wasn't a total lie, because it could have been interpreted rhetorically, right? Is this a great way? Kama yada. Right? He could have said, he said the words, but it could have been interpreted in the other way. Hu denachas kabi Rabbi Chanina. Amar, hakel agadol hagibra vanora, in front of Rabbi Chanina. The Chazan says, what we say, the four words is Shemona Esrei, but then he adds on, Ha'adir v'ha'chazak v'ha'amit, he adds on other adjectives. Amar lei, so Rabbi Chanina tells him and asks him, Siyamtinu l'shivchei demarech, did you finish? Did you finish the shelach of your master? I mean, you got everything? You touched on every point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rabbi Chanina, it's impossible. So kalamosev goreya, hashta, hani tlasa, those three words which we do say, hagadol agibra v'anora, ilavta kasvinu Moshe b'oraisa, had Moshe not said them in next week's parsha, in the Torah, that's a pasuk in Chumash, hakel hagadol agibra v'anora, if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said them, v'yonso ashe kesas hagadola v'takaninu, and ashe kesas hagadola wouldn't have put it into Shmona Esrei, ananlo amina luvlo, we wouldn't be able to say anything. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu and Ashi Kazakol said it. They were our matir. They were what allowed and paved the way to say that this is an appropriate way to praise Hashem. But otherwise, we can't make it up because we'll never finish. V'at amrit kulehai, and you add on, mashallah, adam shayelo elef alfei dinari zahav, says Rabbi Chanina, or the Gemara. It's like a person who has thousands and thousands of golden coins. V'yom makalsin oso, and they praise him, dinari kesef, about his silver coins. Lo ginai hulo, isn't that a ginai? It's terrible. It's like it's focusing on what's so beneath him. The Ritva here emphasizes that it's not just a quantitative issue. It's we only praise him with four words. We should have praised him with 4,000 words. No, it's not just quantitative. It's qualitative, says the Ritva. It's like silver and gold. We can't even fathom that we can't formulate what we should be saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no words to describe his greatness in this world. And therefore, it's a genai. So we only do what Moshe Rabbeinu told us, right, based on his nevuah, and what the Ashi Kedas HaGadola did as well. If you look at the Pnei Yoshua, there in Brachos, he has Dvarim Chashuvim. He has a very important comment and formulation there. He says, what, you can never talk to Hashem about how great he is? What if Hashem did something great for you? What after your child is born? After he did something amazing, Hashem, you're the best. You're amazing. What, you can't say that? You can never praise Hashem? Of course you can praise Hashem. But when? So says the Pnei Yoshua, a very important limitation. Shmona Esrei. In the parts of Shmona Esrei where we have a fixed text, so that's what we can't add in. In places where we can add in, and outside of Shmona Esrei, for sure, you can say Hashem to anything you want. Or we should be talking to Hashem all day. The Rambam's Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, the Brachos of Shelach v'Hodah, are meant to teach us to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in mind throughout the day. Says the Pnei Yeshua here, L'chor ha'yanira, didavka b'tfilas yurches, tzorach she'i dome be'enav, kilu shechina shuriya kenegdo. That's an intense moment, being close to the Shechina. Of Lifnei Hashem, Mishum Hachi, Shayach Haimashal, Amelach Shem, Makalsan Oso Bafanav, Vichol Masha Marvel, Asabar Vashivcho, Gnai Hulo, Masha Einkein, Shalom, Betfilas Yurches, where it is a less intense connection with Hashem, Lo Shayach Haitaima. That's not Tom, right? That's not Tom. And therefore, right, we could even apply the principle he has of, mishabeach a person, mixas b'fanav, and kulo shalom b'fanav, like by Noach. So that's what we can do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shalom b'fanav b'chol shivcho. Right, v'chol shivcho the gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'moli kol aris kvodo, v'lo shayach l'chalei klal. So he quotes, Shmon Esrei and not Shmon Esrei, but then he quotes that, he quoted this idea, but then he says, if you look throughout Nevi'im, the Nevi'im are always quoting praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But kama duchte b'Nevi'im u'b'ksuvim shemdabrim b'shvachim b'torim achirim k'neged ha'makom. Gon David, l'cho Hashem ha'gdula v'agvura v'ateveres v'adesa v'ahod. David did it, right? And even Moshe Rabbeinu gave others. Rach v'chaner, chapay rav chesed, micha v'chol Nevi'im. V'yav v'gad d'kulam b'rech ha'kodesh amrenu, still, we shall learn from them that ein isur l'harbas b'shivcho shal makom. So what exactly is the problem? So El Al-Karchach says the Pnei Yoshua, ha'kol l'fi hazman v'ha'es. D'lefamim u'leprak him once in a while. He has to add something in Shomei Tefillah of Hima Shehu. Vade Tzarchu La'orer Midos Elyonos. And then he could connect to the Midos and the special descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on a Kavua basis, in the Kavua Brachos, he says that we have to be wary. So again, Pnei Yeshua says, Akol Afi Hazman, Akol Afi Ha'es, and Akol Afi based on what we are, context we are in. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol B'dei Shamayim Chutz B'Yir Shamayim, third wide line, famous phrase, everything is out of my control. Everything alive is out of my control, except for Yirat Shamayim. That's the only thing in my control. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, that every tip is held by the Malach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malach asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he going to be rich or poor, at a Chacham or Tipesh, everything. But Yirat Shamayim is not asked, because that's in our control. Shneimar v'atah Yisrael b'Hashem Elokecha Shor Ma'imach, Kim L'Yira, just Yirat Shamayim. Says the Gemara Michal, the Yira Milsa Zedrasihi, is that something small, Yirat Shamayim? So the word says, in, Lagabe Moshe, Rabbeinu, Milsa Zedrasihi. Regarding Moshe, it is small. Right, like the Gemara, the Rashi quotes there on the pasuk. Mashla adam shemavakshe min a kli gadol v'yeshlo. If somebody is asked to give something that they have, even if it's a kli gadol, so don't love kli katan. It's like nothing. Katan ve'enlo. If somebody's asked for something small and I don't have it, don't love kli katan. So it's like kli gadol. It's like a kli gadol, something big because I don't have it. Right. So it's all relative. Right. A lot of mefarshim talk about right. If what does it mean? What does Hashem ask of you? You're at Shemayim, but if it's big, small for Moshe, what does it have to do with me? Not anything to do with me, because for me it is a big thing. That's the problem of Mefarsha deal with, why that is that Moshe Rabbeinu is a great model for Yirat Shemayim. Also related is the Tosfos here. Tosfos says, doesn't the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed say that everything is out of our control except for Tzidim Upachim, meaning getting a cold, right, taking care of ourselves, right, so isn't that a different, is that a stira? What's outside of Hakobad Shemayim except for what? Yirat Shemayim or Tzidim Upachim? Tosfos says, no, it depends. Regarding everything that has to do with me besides the weather, right, so everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of my control, so fine. Hasamai b'mo'ra os ha'adam ha'asidos lavo'alav acher shenolad. Everything that is going to happen to me after I'm born, so that's what that Gemara is referring to. This Gemara is referring to things that I might think are in my control. Chachab tipesh ani asher gibor chalash. So that is all decreed, except, meaning items that do with inherently my nature and my makeup. So that, everything is out of my control except for Yirat Shemayim. The other Gemara is referring to everything out of the out of my control, out of my inherent makeup. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Zeira, Ha'omer Shma Shma, Ka'omer Modim Dodim Dami. Rebbe Zeira tells us that if somebody says Shma Shma, says Shma two times, it's Ka'omer, as if he says Modim Modim, meaning it's a bad thing, as the Mishnah says here, that we're Meshasek him. Meisvi, is that really true? Amokore Shma, Bakoflare Zimaguna. The Brisa says if somebody says Shma and doubles it, that is something that is looked down upon. Maguna Hutahave, Shesuke, Lo Meshaskinole, but we don't quiet him. So which is Stephen the Brisa and the Mishnah. So Lokasha, the Amar Milsa, Milsa, Vitani Law, Damar Psuka Psuka Vitani Law. It depends if you say the whole pasuk of Shema twice, or if you say word by word, Shema Shema, Yisrael Yisrael, Hashem Hashem, Vigomer. So it depends which is which. Says Machlokas. Machlokas Rashi Ritva. Rashi says here that which is worse. Rashi says towards the bottom. Omer milsa milsa v'tani la kol teva omer v'shone ein kan mashma shnei b'shuyos. If I say shma shma Yisrael Yisrael, that's just foolish. Says Rashi. That's not so. You say it's foolish. It's maguna v'sachalu. But if I say the whole pasuk twice, then that's worse. That seems like that I'm talking to two b'shuyos, and therefore that is something that should not be done. The Ritva quotes that day of Rashi, but then he says you could also say the opposite. Let's say the opposite in terms of the Istam Mefarshi Ifcha v'zeh Yoser Nachon. If you say the whole pasuk twice, you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole pasuk, and you're talking to Hashem. Mashiach, if you say Shema Shema Yisrael, Rashi says that, the Ritva says that would be worse. Okay, now the Ritva also quotes the Yerushalmi that maybe this only applies to a Shliach Tzibur. By a Yachid who repeats because he's not having proper Kavanah, so he wants to say it again, that's okay. But a person should try to have proper Kavanah, especially in Shema, says the Ritva Mikol Makom, Kol She'efshar L'chavin B'Sha'a Echad Hidr Lo Yoser. It's really best to only say that once. Vayter, Amalei Rav Papala Rava, V'dimo Me'ikar Lo Kivin Daiti, V'asha Kivin Daiti. Even by the Chazan, right, taking the Ritva's words into account. Maybe at the beginning he didn't have proper kavan, and then he did, and that's why he's repeating. So why are we Meshase Kidim, or why is it Maguna? Amalei Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya. What is Hashem your Chavrusa? Great loin. Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya. Hashem not our Chavrusa. Meaning we have to be on a higher standard when it comes to Shema to Hashem. Iloma Chavin Daite Mechinele Bar Zavta Danafcha. Adam Chavin Daite. We're going to hit the person until he has kavana. Meaning the first pasuk of Kriyashma. We can't not have kavana for that. Right? Machlokas Rishon, we mentioned in the past what the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. First pasuk, first parsha, even second parsha, even third parsha. Four different shitas in the Rishonim. The Ramban is the one that says first pasuk, but everybody agrees they have to have kavana, and you can't be mafsik during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So you know we have to do our best in terms of that, and we don't have to be choshesh that lo kivin daite by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and that's why he is repeating it. Tosfos not over here, but Tosfos in Maseches Brachas discusses what we do at the end of Yom Kippur, right? We say Shema, we say Hashem Elokim a couple of times, and we say Baruch Shem a couple of times. So is that appropriate? Right? We say Shema Shema Meshaskin or some. So the Tosfos there in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, where this Gemara also comes up, He says, Ach, Masha Omer, Mashem Hu Elokim, Zayin Pa'amim, B'yom HaKippurim, V'yom HaRava. He used to say it on Hoshana Rabbah too. Kedeget Zayin Rikiyim, Meshapchen Lebore, Chudor Lamalim, Zayin, Minah Kasheru. If you're doing it for a specific reason, and it's an accepted minog, and we know that it has symbolism, so then it is okay. V'chei Matzita Bekra, you even find it in the Pasuk, right? Eliyahu HaNavi, right? By Har Carmel, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Right, so you see it there, in the pasuk you have it twice. So therefore, if there's an accepted minhag, then that is not a problem of saying it twice. Finishing up the Gemara, Machana Barayis Meshaskun. So as we said, the Mishnah told us that if somebody assumes and interprets the psukim about Arayos as not literal, so we are Meshasekim, in contrast to the previous Mishnah that said, if you take the psukim by tefillin literally, that is a problem of Minus. So you have to know exactly based on how Chazal interpret. So Tana Rav Yosef, Kalon Aviv Kalon Imo. How would you interpret Arayos, the erva of my father? Maybe it means the embarrassment of my father, or the embarrassment of my mother, and not Mamish the Arayos. Homer Mizarachal. How would I interpret that pasuk? As we explained in the Mishnah, that it means if somebody impregnates an Aramean woman, that's how one can misinterpret this pasuk and not say that it's talking about actual molech. Okay, next Mishnah, last Mishnah in the parak. Other halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Maisa Reuven, Nikra Velo Mitargim, the story of Reuven and Bilha, Vayishkav is Bilha Pilegesh Aviv, that pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Hey, that pasuk is read, but we are not Mitargim it. As we mentioned, Tirgum is usually to help explain the Psukim, and the Shulchan Aruch said we don't do Tirgum anymore because we don't understand the Tirgum anyway, but even in the days of old, it was Nikra Velo Mitargim. Nikra Velo Mitargim. Maisa to why? Because we don't want to embarrass Reuven. Why don't we do it and it should be a kapara for him? Ask the Turi Evan, based on something that the Gemara says later on in another context. Why don't we do that? So he explains there's a couple of answers why maybe Reuven didn't actually even do it, and saying it in public would be a problem, or maybe Tzibur and Tzibur and Yachin and Yachin. But this is a Yachin's problem and it's Tzibur's embarrassing, so that's why it wouldn't be appropriate. So by Reuven, we are not Metargim. Maisa Tamar Nikra Umetargim. By the story of Tamar, we are Metargim, as we will see why, the story of Tamar and Yehuda. Maisa Egel Arisho Nikra Umetargim. The story of the Egel, we are Metargim, to help give us a kapara, as the Gemara is going to say. Vashini Nikra Velo Metargim. But the repeat of it, as Aaron HaKohen goes through it again to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we are not Metargim, as we'll see, because one could get the impression of a pasuk that the Egel came out by itself, Me'eleha, and it had a mind of its own, and therefore we don't want to translate those psukim so well. Berchas Kohanim, Maisa David Amnon, Nikra Velo Metargim. Berchas Kohanim, in the story of David Amnon, we are not Metargim. Berchas Kohanim, we mentioned a couple of days ago, the thought of the Ksav Sofer. Why not? Because we want to leave open the brachos of Hashem. We don't want to limit it. Yivarech Hashem Yishbrecha, we want to limit it, and we don't want to be Metargim. V'imetah Maftir Bar Merkava, Dav Torah, we never. The Tanakhama holds, use the Maisa Merkava, the first paragraph of Yecheskel as a Haftorah. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Yehuda is Matir, he allows it. Tosfos says, that's what we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we do on the first day of Shavuos. First day of Shavuos, what's the issue? Why aren't we Maftir B'Merkava? The Gemara doesn't explain it really, but the Rishonim explain. One of two reasons, either because we will try to study it and we will have questions that will go unanswered and it will lead to kfira because we won't be able to get answers to certain questions, number one. Number two is maybe certain things are just inappropriate to be discussed in public. They're so special and unique and should only be discussed in private. That's the second reason. Even if you won't have any problems, but Maisim Merkava, the secrets behind everything, that should not be discussed in public. Why is Rabbi Yehuda not worried about those two ideas? Why is he not worried about those two ideas? So maybe the answer suggests that, well, we don't delve into this. We just say it as Av Torah. So nobody's really focusing on it. Darshaning it, we're going to talk about this more in Maseches Chagiga, but darshaning is a problem, but just saying it is not a problem because we don't focus on it. What about according to the second idea? It's not supposed to be discussed except in private. So in the Meir Lichtenstein there's the Be'er Miriam Sefer on Shavuos put out by Shivat HaRetzion. So there he has an article about this where he says, maybe Shavuos is a Bechina of Yichud. Right, we have yichud, we have privacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the whole Shavuos, the whole Yontav of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore it is appropriate on Shavuos to discuss Maisa Merkava, which is usually only discussed in private. Fascinating. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ein Maftir Behodas Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lezer ends off by saying we don't use Hodas Yerushalayim Psukim that talk about the lowliness of Yerushalayim. It's embarrassing for Yerushalayim, so we don't use that haftarah. Tana Rabban Yesh Nigron Umatargeminon Yesh Nigron Velo Matargeminon Yeshalo Nigron Velo Matargeminon Elo Nigron Umatargeminon. So there are many that are used. Some are translated. Some are not translated. Let's go through all of them. Balas Akan Nashva Simon. That's an abbreviation. Maisa Brachos Nigron Matargem. Maisa Brachos. We are Matargem. Parshas Gracious. Pshita, what's the problem? Mao de tema asilashiule. Mala 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 mata malafim mala achar. You might think that if we translate my sebracious, we might end up having some questions and studying and focusing on areas where we're not supposed to be focusing on. Kamash malan, we're allowed to. Tosva says, what does it mean malafim mala achar? Tosva says on top, what is at the end of the world to the east, and what's at the end of the world to the west? That's the first daya. The second daya is what's before my sebracious and what will be at the end of the world. Okay, that's more difficult. First day of Tosfos sounds like Tosfos assumes that the world was flat. It sounds like it. It's not mafurish, but it sounds like it. Again, that's what seems to be a number of Rishonim believed based on the science of the times. That's how Tosfos interprets Malafnim Malachar. Maisa Lofishne Benosav Nikra Umitargeim, the story of Lot and his daughters. We are mitargim pshita. What's the problem? You might think we're choshish for the uncle's kavod, for Avram's kavod. If you talk about the story of Lot and his daughters, kamash malan. Why? And the Ben Yoyada adds because Avram said achim anachnu. Kamash malan. We don't say it. We're not worried. Ma'isa tamar v'yehuda nikru mitargim pshita. The tema lechers lechvoda de Yehuda. Kamash malan shibche Yehuda ode. He admitted sad kamimani. He says so. It's mafurish. Reuven's isn't even mafurish. Sav kamimani, and that's why we are not worried, and it's a good thing. Ma'aseh egal rishon nikra matargim shita. Ma'od the demon nechosh lechvod neshal Yisrael. You might think, don't talk about be matargim the egal. Chosh is the covet for Am Yisrael. Kamash malan kol shekin denichalu dahavilu kapara. No, this is part of bringing kapara. What about Reuven? But this was Sibur and Sibur. So we do it here. The Ben Yoyada says, the names aren't mentioned. Isn't kapara when you are, when the embarrassment is felt by you? Here, none of the names are mentioned. So he explains, it's not the Avera element. The kapara, explains the Ben Yodah, will be achieved when we read it and we see the tshuva that was done afterwards. And the tshuva that was accepted. That will inspire others and that will help us achieve a kapara. Good. Klolos u'brachos nikronu matargamin. And the klolos and the brachas are maturgam. Pshita. Ma'o datema nechosh doma paigida tayu desibura. You might think people will just have yeush. If they hear the tochacha explained in graphic detail, we'll just have yeush. Rashi explains, kamash malan, we don't. Kamash malan, we just go down and we try to give rebuke and we strengthen that pintal yid. The kamash malan, we're not worried. Asharos v'on shenikarana mitargimina, and all the asharos in the Torah were mitargim. Pshita, ma'o detema nechosh doma asil mevin miyira. You might think that people will only start worshipping and serving Hashem miyira from the onesh. Kamash malan, what's the kamash malan? Is the kamash malan that also is fine if they serve Miyira. Or most people serve Miyira and with a little bit of other kavanas. So Kamash Malan, we don't have to be worried that it's only going to be Miyira. Or the Rashba has the Girsa of Asilam Evan Miyira Umi Ahava Kamash Malan. Okay, that's a interesting what the Kamash Malan is, open for different interpretations. Maisa, Amno Matamar Nikro Matargim. Maisa, Shalom Nikro Matargim. Shita, what's the problem? Oh, the Tema Lechers Liakri to David. All these stories about the relatives of David that didn't act so properly. You might think you have to not allow to be Matargim because of David's covet. Covet for David, Kamash Malan. Maisa, Belagash Begiv Nikro Matargim. Pshita, the story of the end of Shoftim. Oh, the Tema Lechers Lechvoda de Binyamin, the terrible story about Sheva Binyamin. Kamash Malan. We still do it. Hodas Yerushalayim es tohavo seha. Nikro matargim, that pasuk that describes the lowliness of Yerushalayim. Pshita. Lafuki midir b'liezer. Well, it's lafuki rabbi liezer. Detanya, because the Braisa says. Maisa, what the mechazei kor lamalam rabbi liezer. Hodas Yerushalayim es tohavo seha. There was somebody who was saying that haftorah. Amar lo atshata bodek b'tohaves Yerushalayim. Before you start talking about the abominations of Yerushalayim, say b'dok b'tohavos imcha. Why don't you go check your own lineage? And they found that he didn't have such good lineage. How did Rabbi Lezer know? Says the Ritva. It was a machlokas. So you like the other opinion. Why should Rabbi Lezer insult him? The answer is, says the Ritva, because Rabbi Lezer was the Mara da Asra. He should have at least asked Rabbi Lezer. If he asked Rabbi Lezer, so then you have to follow it. But he didn't even ask, so he knew something was the problem. Something was the problem here. There is a discussion in the postgame that when two haftorahs are two parshiyos are together, we lay in the haftorah from the second one. One exception to the rule is Achrei Mos Kedoshim, we lay in the haftorah according to Asher. Ashkenaz custom in Achremos. That's based on a Ramah. The Ramah writes in the end of Chela Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, Tavchav Ches, that is what we lain, because that does not speak about the Toevos Yerushalayim. He says, but he always lay the second haftarah, milvada achremos kadoshim, the maftim halo kibnei kushiyim, shehi haftarah zachremos. Different, Svartic, customs, might be different, but that's also based on the fact that we don't want to read about to'evos Yerushalayim. Ve'lo nikrav lo matargim, in inviter, rafdan sim, and meiser ruven nikrav lo matargim. U'meiser b'chanina ben gamliel shahalach likabul. Ve'yikari chazadak kreset v'yibishchor Yisrael, v'amalo am lo maturgim, hafsei kito altatargim. He told him, don't be matargim, ela achron. Only the second part of the pasuk, which is not talking about Ruven. Actions, and the Chacham were happy about that. Maisa be'egel sheni anikra v'lo matargim. Eza maisa le'egel sheni. What does that mean? Min vayimra Moshe ad vayar Moshe. The second half, the repeat of the maisa ha'egel. Tanya Rabbi Ben Elazar Omer. La'olam ye adam zar b'tshuvosav. Shemitoch tshuva sheishivar the Moshe pakru ham'ararim. Through one's answers, one should be very careful, because through the words that Aaron said, it's possible, and that's why we're not matargim it. Those who are ma'arer, those who look for ways to misinterpret the Torah, can find it. The eagle came out as if the eagle came out by itself, as if it had powers by itself. So we have to be very careful how we talk. What does that sound like? That Hashem shows favoritism. We don't want to be mefarsim that Hashem shows favoritism, even though the Gemara says in Brachas that Hashem should show favoritism because we go above and beyond for Him. But still, we don't want to be matargim it. Maisa David v'Amnon lo nikram lo matargimina. Varin maisa Amnon v'Tamar nikram matargim. Are we matargim or not? The story of Amnon and Tamar, Lokasha, Hadachsev Amnon ben David, Hadachsev Amnon stama. Where it just says Amnon, you could say it, you could translate it. If it just says Amnon ben David, you do not. Covered for David. Tanur Abana kolam mikros haksuvim b'Torah l'gnai, kodas ol d'shvach. Any times that certain words in the Torah are so low and gnai, and so to speak, full of tumah, then we don't read them that way. We read it l'shvach. Kagon yishgalena yishkavena ba'afolim bitchorim charyonim divyonim. All these psukim that refer to different parts of the body that we don't want to mention explicitly. Lecholos charyam v'lishtosas meimi shineim. Lecholos soasav v'lishtosas meimi raglayim. They're all kriyeng sips. Lemachra os lemotza os. Reb Shua Bekarcha omer lemachra os kishman rebnei shukadai l'avodas kochavim. The last one you actually say is not a kriyeng sip because it's insulting in an avodah zara. So all of these other ones, though, that refer to the parts of our body that are not ones that we want to mention explicitly, so we read it differently. Any making fun is usur, except for making fun of Avodah Zarah, which is mutter. Tichsiv is the psukim themselves. Kara bel, kares nevo. This Avodah Zarah bends down and crouches, goes to the bathroom. Tichsiv karsu karu yachdav, lo yachlu malet masa v'gomer. Rabbi Yadi Amar Mehacha, the following, le'eglos base oven yagoru, shachan shomron, ki aval yam imo, ukamar valav yagilu, ki kvodo, ki gala mimenu. Altikra kvodo el kvedo. Don't say it's respect and honor, but kvedo is weight. It's excrement that weighs it down. Amar fune bar benoch b'shei derav acha b'rei derav ika. Shari le levar yisrael le meimer le levo v'niko chavim shak le levar yisrael chavim v'anchei b'shin tov shalo. Take your avodah zara and put it under you and sit on it. Right? You're allowed to make fun of avodah zara. Amar vashi ayman desani shomanei. If somebody has rumors about him that he is a ba'al aveira, not just stama rumor, but everybody knows and it's totally public. Shari le levazu he can be embarrassed in terms of how people treat him. Haiman the shopper shomanei, but if somebody has shopper somebody, he has a great name, Shalosh Shabuche, one can praise him. Uman the shabche yenuchu lo brachos al rosho. If somebody praises someone else, then somebody who deserves praise, then he shall get brachos himself. Right? Ezuhu hamachubad hamachabed esabrios. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we pick up with the fourth parak in Gemara of Mesechas Megillah.